Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Narayana namaskritya. Narachaiva narotamam. Devim sarasvatim dhyasam. Tato jaya mudiraye. Nashta praesha badresu. Nityam bhagavatam sevaya. Bhagavati otam sloke. Bhakti bhavati naistiki. So we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canton 6, Chapter 9, entitled The Appearance of the Demon Vritrasur. And we're treating texts 8 and 9. So I think the 9 is on the board. So I'll just chant the 8 alone and then we do the 9. So the verse 8 says, Turiyam cheda virohina varena jagrur drumaha tesham drasa rupena brahmahatya pradishyate. Translation is, in return for Indra's benediction that their branches and twigs would grow back when trimmed, the trees accepted one-fourth of the reactions for killing a brahmana. These reactions are visible in the flowing of sap from trees. Therefore, one is forbidden to drink this sap. Text 9 is on the board. Saswat karma vare namas turiyam jagru sriha rajorupena tasu Amo, Masi, Masi, Pradishyate, Saswat Karma Vare Namas, Turiyam Jagru Sriha, Rajo Rupena Tasum Amo, Masi, Masi, Pradishyate, Saswat karma vare namas turiyam jagruhu striyaha rajo rupena tasu amu masi masi pradishyate saswat karma vare namas turiyam jagruhu striyaha Rajo rupena tasu amo masi masi pradishyati. Saswat karma vare namas turiyam jagriho striyaha mapasi masi pradishyate saswat karma vare namas turiyam jagriho striyaha Rajo rupena tasvamo masi masi pradishyate. Vaishnavis, Aswamat karma vare namas Turiyam jagriho sriyaha Raja rupena taswamo Masi masi pradishyate Saswat karma vare namas Turiyam jagriho sriyaha Raja rupena tasyamo Masi masi pradishyati. Word for word translation. Shaswat, perpetual karma of sexual desire. Varina, because of the benediction. Amaha, the sinful reaction for killing a brahmana. Turiyam, 1/4. Jagrihu, accepted. Striyaha, women. Raja rupena, in the form of the menstrual period. Tasu, in them. Amaha, the sinful reaction. Masi masi, every month. Pradishyati, is visible. Translation and purport by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. In return for Lord Indra's benediction that they would be able to enjoy lusty desires continuously, even during pregnancy, for as long as sex is not injurious to the embryo, women accepted 1/4 of the sinful reactions. As a result of those reactions, women manifest the signs of menstruation every month. Please repeat responsibly. We'll read the two verses together, 8 and 9. 8. In return for Indra's benediction, that their branches and twigs would grow back when trimmed. The trees accepted 1/4 of the reactions for killing a brahmana. These reactions are visible in the flowing sap from trees. Therefore, one is forbidden to drink this sap. And text 9 says, in return to Lord Indra's benediction, that they would be able to enjoy lusty desires continuously, even during pregnancy, for long as sex is not injurious to the embryo, women accepted 1/4 of the sinful reactions. As a result of those reactions, women manifest the signs of menstruation every month. Srila Prabhupada's purport. Women as a class are very lusty, and apparently their continuous lusty desires are never satisfied. In return for Lord Indra's benediction, that there would be no cessation to their lusty desires, women accepted 1/4 of the sinful reactions for killing a brahmana. Omagyana temeridasya gyan shalakaya shakshura militam yenantasmai sri gurave namaha sri chaitanya manobhistam stapitam yena bhutale swayam rupa kadamahim dadati swa padantikam vandeham sri guru sri yukta padakamalam sri gurum vaishnavamscha sri rupam sagrajatam sahagana ragunastam vitam tam sajivam sadvaitam savadutam parijana sahitam krishna chaitanya devam sri radha krishna padam sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu, Dinabandho Jagatpate, Gopisha Gopita Kanta, Radha Kanta Namastate. Tapta Kanchana Gorangi, Radhe Brindavanishwari, Vrishabhanu Sute Devi, Pranamami Hari Priye. Namo Mahavadanyaya, Krishna Prema Pradaya Te, Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya, Namini Gaura Trize Namaha. Nityanando Vatutendur Vasuda Pranavalabaha, Janaviri Jivitapatir, Krishna Prema Prabhu. Padma Vatisuta Srimam Sachinandam Purvajaha, Bhavomata Jagatrakta Rakta Gaura Kalevaraha. Panchatatva makam krishnam bhakta rupa swarupakam bhakta avataram bhakta kyam namami bhakti shaktikam. Vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindubhya ivacha patita anam pavini vaishnavibhyo namo namaha. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In return for Lord Indra's benediction that they would be able to enjoy lusty desires continuously, even during pregnancy, for as long as sex is not injurious to the embryo, women accepted 1/4 of the sinful reactions. As a result of those reactions, women manifest the signs of menstruation every month. Bukam karoti vachalam pankam lagayate grim yat krepatama hanbande shri guru tirutaranam paramanam maharavam sri chaitanya ishwaram akanda mandala kram vyapta yena characharam tat padam dashitam yena tasmai sri gurave namaha. Hare Krishna. So first of all, I'd like to seek the blessings of all the Vaishnavas assembled here this morning, and particularly my spiritual uncles and spiritual aunties, Srila Prabhupada disciples. They are our spiritual uncles and spiritual aunties. And therefore, by etiquette, we are not supposed to speak before them. We are not supposed to, because they are our spiritual masters. But for the purpose of training, sometimes we are asked to speak in front of them so they can correct us, they can guide us to become better servants of the devotees. So on that note, we accepted the service to speak here. We have come to Vrindavan to hear. We've come to Vrindavan to associate with the devotees in Vrindavan, Vrijabhasis, and get the dust of their lotus feet so that we can become purified. And that would enhance our spiritual life. That is why we have come to Vrindavan. But somehow or the other, I think it is also part of the service, or the part of the association, to render some service. So we have been hearing from the Srimad Bhagavatam, this chapter in particular, about the activities of Lord Indra. Actually, if you go back a chapter or two, you will see what has led to this situation. And in fact, this is recorded in the Srimad Bhagavatam for the benefit of the devotees. Lord Indra became so intoxicated with his position, his material position, with his uplands, so much so that he became offensive towards his spiritual master, Brihaspati. And so, Brihaspati, sensing the pride of Indra, left the demigods. And without spiritual guide, man is simply a blind man. Despite our material position, despite our material elevation, if we have no spiritual guide, if we have no spiritual master, we are simply blind. So even though Indra is the king of Jai Sisi Gaunitai Ki Jai Sisi Krishna Balaram Ki Jai Sisi Radha Shama Sundara Vishaka Lalita Ki Jai, so even though Indra is such an exalted personality, the king of heaven, but because of his material opulence, because of his material position, he committed a very serious offense. And as a result, his spiritual master abandoned him, along with all the demigods. And so when the demons learned that the spiritual master of the demigods had become annoyed and left them because of the behavior of Indra, the demons, they began to worship their own spiritual master very nicely. Sukracharya, they started to worship him very nicely. And as a result, they were empowered. And what happened? The demigods were defeated. There is always a battle between the demigods and the demons. So, because the demigods neglected their spiritual master, they lost their spiritual vision, they lost their spiritual guidance, they also lost the battle. And because the demons worshiped their spiritual master, served their spiritual master very nicely, they were empowered, and even demigods, they lost their position. So when they lost the battle, they had to find a solution. And so they approached Vishwarup. Vishwarup, his father comes from the demigods, and his mother comes from the demons. So of course Lord Brahma warned them that they should approach Vishwarup and request him to be their next spiritual master, to be their next priest. And then they would perform this sacrifice, and he would create the Narayan Kavacha to protect the demigods against the demons. So Vishwarupa was approached, and he accepted to preside over the sacrifice of the demigods. And so, but Brahma warned him that because he has this dual nature, his mother coming from the demons and his father coming from the demigods, there is a likelihood that he will want to do some favor towards the demons. And exactly as Brahma said, it happened. He was chanting the slokas and mantras in glorification and in worship of the demigods, offering the sacrifice in honor of the demigods, on behalf of the demigods. But secretly, he was also offering some things on behalf of the demons. And so, when Indra noticed that his priest, Vishwarup, was doing something secretly for his mother's side, which are the demons, he became so angry Srila Prabhupada describes it as circumstantial anger. And so he cut off the head or the heads of Vishwarup. Vishwarup had three heads, one for drinking amrit, one for drinking wine, and one for eating food. So all the three heads were cut off by Indra. And so, from one apparat, from one sin to the next, because Indra committed the guru apparat, he neglected his spiritual master. And so he lost his spiritual vision. And so he has to seek support and help of another spiritual personality. And then what happened? He committed another offense by cutting off the head of a very exalted brahmana like Vishwarupa. So Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says that because the subtle effect of that sin did not actually leave Indra, even though he shared these sinful activities amongst four groups of people, he gave one-fourth to the water, and that is why we have bubbles in water. He gave one-fourth to the land, and that is why there are deserts. He gave one-fourth to trees, and that is why trees drip sap. And then he gave one-fourth to women, and that is why women undergo menstrual period every month. So even though Indra did this, he thought he was freed from the reactions. But Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti says the subtle effect of that sin was still within him. And as a result, he committed a much more serious sin. And what is a much more serious sin? He killed Dhritarasura. Dhritarasura was not only a brahmana, but he was a Vaishnava. So killing a Vaishnava is much more serious than just killing a brahmana. Because a Vaishnava is both a devotee of the Lord and a brahmana. So one sin leads to the next, and to the next, and to the next. So therefore, a devotee must avoid any form of sin. Even a very small sin will lead to other sins. So as devotees, we have to be very careful that we do not commit any sinful activities, because those sinful activities will give rise to other sinful activities, just like the case of Indra. So these things are recorded so that we can learn. Because Indra wanted to protect his position, he wanted to protect his wealth, he was so intoxicated by his material plans, he committed an offense. And the offense led to another offense, and to another offense, and to another offense. So, this is important for us, that we should not be intoxicated by material appliances, material positions, whatsoever, because those positions would make us commit offenses. And once we commit one offense, it will lead to other offenses. And offenses will destroy our spiritual life. In fact, the Holy Bible even says that the wages of sin is death. So long as you commit sinful activities, you must know that you are going to suffer. In fact, when Indra killed Dhritarasura, he has to perform a very serious tapasya for 1,000 years in the stem of a lotus in Mano Sarova, under the protection of the goddess of fortune. For 1,000 years, Indra fasted. He could not accept the share of his offering. Even when Agni wanted to offer his offerings to him, Agni could not cross the water to offer the food for him. So Indra has to fast for 1,000 celestial years to get rid of the sin that he committed by killing Dhritarasura. And even on top of that, for him to go back to his seat, the Brahmanas have to perform an Aswamedha Yagya before Indra went back to become this king of heaven. So sinful activity should be avoided at all costs. For a devotee who is practicing spiritual life and wants to make spiritual progress, we should keep a distance from sinful activities. And actually it's mentioned like that in the scriptures. The one who is making a serious effort to make progress in Krishna consciousness, he should stay far away from sinful activities. Okay. So, now, here, we have been informed in this verse that because the Indra benedicted women to enjoy lusty desires continuously, they accepted one-fourth of the reactions of the sins. And as a result of these reactions, the women have to go through menstrual cycle every month. And then in the purpose of Prabhupada writes that women as a class are very lusty. And apparently, their continuous lusty desires are never satisfied. So, this statement can be misinterpreted. Just as there are other similar statements Srila Prabhupada has mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the Bhagavad Gita, and elsewhere, they can be misinterpreted. That women are very lusty as a class, and their lusty desires cannot be satisfied. So therefore, we should exploit them. Isn't it? Once we read like this from the scripture, then the natural tendency for a conditioned soul is to think, oh, wonderful. If women are very lusty and their lusty desires cannot be satisfied, then let me take advantage of it. Just like in the story of Kadamba Muni, it is mentioned there also that women are 9 times lustier than men. So when people hear this, they feel very excited. Demonic class of people, they feel very excited. Oh, wonderful. Let me exploit the situation. But in the Manusamhita, there are very serious instructions. You like to hear? There are very serious instructions from the Manusamhita. In the Manusamhita, chapter 3, verse 55 to 59, it says, Pritibir Bratibir Chaita Patibir Devarish Tataha Pujya Buyastatwas Shabahu Kalyanam Ishubhu. That women must be honored and ornamented by their fathers, by their brothers, by their husbands, by their brother-in-laws, if they desire their own welfare. If they desire their own welfare, women must be honored by their fathers, by their brothers, by their husbands, by their brothers-in-laws. Then he went on to say, where women are honored, the gods are pleased. But where they are not honored, no sacred rite yields results. Where the female relations live in grief, the family soon perishes. And where they are happy, that family prospers. Those houses in which female relations are not duly honored They are cursed and they perish. And they are destroyed. Hence, men who seek their own welfare should always honor women. On holidays and festivals, with gifts of ornaments, clothes, and food. In other words, women are worshipable. Yes, because they are our mothers. Every one of us here, we have come from the womb of a mother. All of us. All the great men of the world, all the saints of the world, they all came from the womb of a mother. So therefore, they are worshipable. That is the understanding of educated men. Chanakya Pandit says what? He says, Matrivat Parat Dareshu Para Draveshu Lostavat Atmanvat Sarvabhuteshu Ya Pashanti Sa Panditaha. That is Chanakya Pandit. He says that for a learned person, he sees every woman as a mother. For a learned person, not a fool. For a fool, for a demon, he sees a woman as an object of sense enjoyment. But for a learned person, he sees a woman as a mother. He honors her as a mother. And then he sees others' property as rubles, as rubbish on the dust, in the dustbin. That is a learned person. This is the hallmark of a learned person. Sometimes we parade on the street as learned. So Chanakya Pandit gives us the barometer for measuring learned people. If you're a learned person, you should see all mothers as your mother. And Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport of the first canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, 9th chapter, verse 27, where Bhishma Dev is giving his last instructions to the Pandavas. Bhishma Dev says, Dana Dharmam, Raja Dharmam, Moksha Dharmam, Vibhaga Saha, Sri Dharmam, Bhagavad Dharmam, Samasa Vyasa Yogataha. He spoke about the Dharma of charity. Kind of charity, type of charity, time to give charity, who to give charity. Bhishma Dev spoke about that. He spoke about the pragmatic activities of kings. He spoke about the Dharma of liberation. He spoke about the Dharma of women. And he spoke about the Dharma of devotees. And so there Srila Prabhupada writes in his purport. He says, women as a class are accepted as a power of inspiration for all men. Women as a class are accepted as a power of inspiration for all men. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada writes, women are more powerful than men. Then he gave the example. He says, great people like Julius Caesar, Srila Prabhupada writes, was controlled by Cleopatra. And elsewhere he also wrote, even a great personality like Goliath of the Bible was defeated by Delali. And there are many examples. So therefore, as devotees, our duty is to give protection to women. Srila Prabhupada also talks about that. He says that just as children can easily be misled, so women can easily be misdirected. They can easily become degraded. They can easily be deceived. Therefore, the elderly members of society must always give them protection. Therefore, the scripture says that a woman should never be independent. In her childhood, she is to be protected by her father. And when she is of marriageable age, she is given to the husband. And the husband protects her. And when the husband leaves home and takes sannyas, his elderly son becomes the next authority. As we can see in the case of Devahuti and Kapila Dev. So this is the scriptural injunction. And Srila Prabhupada went on to write that if we want peace in the world, then women must be protected. Without peace, without women being protected, there cannot be peace in the world. Because when the women in general are not protected, demonic people will exploit them. And when they exploit them, they will bring forth unwanted children, Varna Sankara. And these unwanted children, as they increase more and more, the world becomes a hellish place. So the demonic society, they are promoting women independence, women liberation. But this is creating a hellish situation in the world today because of this Varna Sanskaras. So therefore, as devotees of the Lord, we must implement this, as Srila Prabhupada is saying. We must give protection to our daughters, and when our daughters are of marriageable age, we hand them over to their husbands, and the husbands should protect them. And when the husbands take sannyas or leave home or aspire, the senior sons protect them. And this way, their chastity is and faithfulness is protected. Even though women may be described here as very lusty, but by nature's arrangement, there is a safe valve. And what is that safe valve? Shyness. Women by nature are very shy. So even though they may be lusty, but because they have this safe valve of shyness, that protects them. So, being protected by this shyness, they don't approach men on the street. They don't approach men with their lusty desires. But as soon as this shyness is removed, then there is going to be trouble. So, men must always protect them to ensure that this shyness is in place, the safe valve is in place. And this will save the society, will protect the society, and the society will become very peaceful. Women should not be seen as sense objects. They should be seen as mothers, and they should be protected and worshipped. There is a story that once Srila Gaura Kishore Das Babaji, when he used to chant his unlimited rounds, he never accepted disciples. But people seeing him so exalted, they will approach him and request initiation from him. They will approach him and request diksha from him. But he will not give anybody diksha. So some devotees will stay with him and just serve him. He will accept the service, but he will not give diksha. And when they are tired of waiting, they will go away. We hear of His Divine Grace, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada. He had to insist before Srila Gaura Kishore Das Babaji gave him initiation. So he doesn't give initiation so easily. So it is described that one time one devotee approached him and requested for diksha, and Babaji Maharaj did not mind him. So this devotee started to stay with Babaji Maharaj, and then he started rendering service to Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji for a very long time. And after some time, he left. When he was not getting the diksha, he was not getting attention from Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji, he left. He went away for a while. And then again, he came back. And this time when he came back, he came with a lady. And then he announced to Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji that, Gurudev, I have come back to serve you, but I've come with a lady. So now we are two and we can serve you very nicely. And Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj said, "That very good. It's very good you have come with a second person to serve. It's very nice. But I want to warn you that you should never try to enjoy this lady. She is Krishna Dasi. She is Krishna's servant. So your duty is to serve her very nicely. You should worship her very nicely. Then Krishna will be pleased with you. But if you try to enjoy her, you'll be devastated." So this was a warning Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji gave to the boy who brought the girl. So what happened? The next morning, the boy disappeared with his girl, never to be found again. So we can see the importance of honoring women. If we look at women as sense objects, or on the other side also, Srila Prabhupada says, for women, men are Maya. And for men, women are Maya. So if we look at women as sense objects, or women look at men as sense objects, then we are looking for trouble. Our duty is to honor every Vaishnava. Our duty is to serve every Vaishnava. Our duty is to associate nicely with every Vaishnava and try to please them, try to serve them. By serving them, Krishna is pleased. And when Krishna is pleased, everything becomes wonderful. It is mentioned in the Padma Purana that when Krishna is pleased, even poison becomes nectar. When Krishna is pleased, even enemy becomes friends. When Krishna is pleased, even sudras become saints. Sinful people become saints. When Krishna is pleased, everything becomes wonderful. So therefore, the duty of a devotee is to please Krishna. And how do we please Krishna? By pleasing his devotees. That is the secret of devotional service. We cannot please Krishna directly. We cannot. We cannot please him directly. But we can please Krishna by serving his devotees. We can please Krishna by pleasing his devotees. When his devotees are pleased, Krishna is pleased. Just like a rich man, he doesn't need anything. What does he need from you? Nothing. But if you offer a little gift, a toy, to his son, and the son runs to the father and shows the father and says, "Father, father, this man bought me this little gift," and he's excited about it, that happiness of the son spreads to the father. Similarly, even though Krishna does not need anything from us, but as soon as we are able to serve the devotees, we're able to please the devotees, and Krishna sees his devotees are pleased, automatically Krishna smiles at the person who is making the devotees happy. So therefore, Vaishnava Seva is so important. Service to the devotees is so important. And we must all endeavor to serve the devotees, especially in Brajabhumi. We have to serve everyone, even the monkeys, even the dogs, even the hogs. Every person in Braj is a Dhamvasi. They are Krishna's servants. They are Krishna's men. And our duty is to serve them. And when they are happy, Krishna is happy. And when Krishna is happy, everything will be normal. Thank you very much. I think I have only a few minutes, maybe 2 minutes. If there are any comments or questions, you are welcome. Hare Krishna. Yes, Prabhu.